Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on
what's
the
up,
trees
what's
are
up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. March Madness is here. And it was maddening. The markets are in March Madness. What bracket will they get knocked out in? It's amazing what's going on here. But, of course, saw Yale knock off Baylor. That's pretty good. And then pretty much the seeding held true. But markets are in quite the got quite the momentum going here. They love that free cash. They love that the Fed is going to do nothing. And, you know, it's always amazing. You should always be careful what you wish for. Because at the end of the day, we're going to pay for this one way or the other. You remember the Fram oil filter? You can pay me now or you can pay me later. And we've got a runaway train. The markets just they know nothing. It was quite interesting yesterday morning. They broke hard early. They were up and then they broke. And then the next thing you know, they're off to the races again. And, of course, I guess that $20 oil doesn't look so good anymore. But, you know, it's an interesting version of market action. And, of course, that's what we've been saying all week in the last couple of weeks is, you know, really, there's not much to do. It's a great time just to kind of sit back, observe, not get too excited, not try to get too involved. Because at the end of the day, there's not a lot to do. So, you know, if there's not a lot to do, why are we going to try to make something happen when there's nothing to go to do? And that is something that I always find interesting is traders, investors, they got to be active. They got to be in. They want to be in. And I always say, well, what's your hurry? You know, the markets are always here. And, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. We know that for whatever reason it's going up. Excuse me. And so what? Let it go up. You know, there's nobody who says that you have to get in the way of a market if it's going up, and there's nobody to say you can't benefit from a market that's going up. You know, I get it that there's a lot of crap out there, but it doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, you can fight all you want. Okay, but all you can do is fight yourself into the poorhouse by taking a market that you think that you're going to be smarter than, and at the end of the day, you're going to end up, you know, wondering what happened to you, and that's something that, you know, we try to always make clear here is don't fight the market, don't try to out to prove yourself. This is not a test of will or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. Okay. I mean, you know, we could look at all kinds of things, you know, the central banks trying to create socialism. I mean, you know, do we really think that it's going to work? It's never worked anywhere. Okay. But you can see that the central banks continue to almost in concert together do things that are illogical to the normal person. But, you know, central banks are crooks. They're a cartel. Let's just spit it out there. Okay. The central banking system is garbage. Okay. I'm not going to get mince words here. The central banking system is, if it was ever any good, and I can't attest to it, but if it was ever any good, it's certainly not any good now. Now it is just a bunch of the rich screwing a bunch of the middle class. Okay. And not only that, but they screw their own kind as well. In other words, they screw other banks. If you're not among the big banks, guess what? you get a little con job too. Okay, going into the way that the banks are insured. Now, what I want to know is why we have bank insurance, right? You have FDIC insurance, okay? But the bigger banks pay less than the smaller banks. Why don't we just write an insurance policy and let each bank insure itself? I'm sure that an insurance company would underwrite it under the right circumstances, but that's not how the central bank works. That's that they can't screw you if they do it that way. Okay, but you know, why are they different? You know, why do they get special treatment? Well, think about who's involved. Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan. Okay. Goldman Sachs. You know, that's why. You know, Congress. You know, so it's no wonder you have a bunch of incompetence running the place. I mean, it's totally driven. It is a private, or supposed to be a private organization, but it is an organization that is run by the big banks and Congress. And believe me, if you don't think that who's ever the Fed chair at the time doesn't have political interests as well, you better think again. Okay. Again, it's no big deal. It's what it is. But I think, again, as many of the things in this country are broken, that's just another item that's broken. Can you not see the damage that central banks have done around the globe? I mean, if you think that they're not doing damage, you're nuts. I mean, because all they're doing is taking apart your dollars, okay, and giving you less buying power for the same amount of dollars. Now, again, I don't have a better answer today, nor am I going to make a case for a better answer today, but certainly I'm definitely being moved over to the other side of the aisle in regards to what they do, because they're not doing anything. They have not created anything. So why do I want to continue to watch the destruction that is being caused to the currency? You know, the fiat currency system is turning out to be how they can continue to devalue and make it worth less, because that's where your buying power goes. So yeah, maybe you're making more money, but you know, maybe you're paying more, you know, are you making more percentage wise than you were making, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago? You know, I don't know. But you have to certainly look at that and say, makes you kind of wonder, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you see the benefits that everybody gets. You see how they work it out. But at the end, it never works out well for the little guy. And that's always a problem and something that needs to be looked at. And that's kind of what I see as bothersome to me, is we're not getting the proper work and getting what's needed to be done to improve the world. Okay. And I'm not talking about the markets. I'm talking about the economy. I'm talking about how are we going to improve and make things better? And we're not seeing that. And that is directly responsible by the central banks and the Fed. And they've taken far too much of an overstep here that is really doing a lot of damage to the economy. In the meantime, join my friends Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks at Thinkorswim as they educate daily. They provide you with real-time insight in stocks, options, futures. That's over at Swim Lessons Live. Really, I encourage you to go check it out. If you ever missed the show, you know where to go. It's libertytalk.fm. Every day, we just passed 200,000 downloads on a monthly basis. Excited about that. Excited about March Madness. Excited to come back after the break. So this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's a time. Welcome. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. What is going on? And we got March Madness. We got madness. We got market madness. We got all kinds of madness. And we got idiots. There you go. Okay. And, you know, it's amazing as we continue forward, you know, and we look around and we went from the disaster of oil and oil and the stock markets are linked and then they weren't linked. It's just really interesting how everybody just changes their story of what they think. And I think that becomes one of the bigger problems for us. When you're watching news and you're listening, okay, you better make sure you're getting a story that is actually accurate. And I'm not talking about whether markets go up or down, but you know, you get convinced into what these correlations are. You get convinced into what it is. I mean, if we look at the general market, okay, the general market itself is pretty ugly, okay? Now, the way the market works is every stock has a value to the index, and they're weighted differently depending on the index. But, you know, for example, the Dow, 29 stocks of the Dow could be up, but if IBM's down enough, the actual Dow could be down. So it's always something interesting. And when you look underlying, you know, you saw yesterday Caterpillar downgraded. We've got all kinds of other issues to worry about, but yet the markets managed to fly higher. And again, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just telling you that, you know, you have to get good information, and most of the information you get from others is not good, which is why you should always do some of your own research. But you never, ever want to just buy because A, somebody said so, or B, because you like the fundamentals. You should always be interested in where is that stock on a technical basis, because technically that will drive it. I want you to find good companies on fundamental reasons, but I want you to buy them for technical reasons. And it's very important that you do that, because if you don't do that, then you're going to be end up putting yourself in bad positions. Okay. Now, you know, we hear the data dependency in which the Fed looks for. Now, my real question is, what data are they looking for? You know, they lied about the 2% inflation because we're over 2%. And the problem is that, you know, your costs are up more than 2%, but your income is not. The banks are not happy about it. The whole thing becomes rather messy. So when are they going to just fire up and be make it realistic? Okay. And that is something that I find to be a problem as well. Okay. And, you know, you've got all kinds of things going on. But the biggest thing is that when you start to see major moves in a market, you want to watch to see what the volume's doing. The volume will give you the best clue of how legit it is. But you have to focus on the overall percentage of what it means to you. Because, you know, if the market's going up, but your portfolio is going down, you better look inside that portfolio and find out what stocks you have that there might be something wrong with. It's always important to, you know, and I don't want you to look every day. I mean, just you should know, you know, maybe once a week, whatever. You need to take a look if you're an investor. Now, you can look more, but again, you don't want to be that active if you're just investing, okay? Because there's no point to it, okay? Now, you know, when you look around at some things we see, we've still got the stupid political parties going on right now. We've still got this unbelievable presidential race, which is a joke. You know, Orrin Hatch said on Wednesday about the Supreme Court And the you knew that Obama was going to appoint somebody that was probably the best choice for Republicans with a Democratic president. But because they already opened up and said they're not going to do anything, and they're not, basically he sacrificed this poor guy to the system, okay, so that he could try to look better as a president. And, you know, it's really kind of sad because you've got these politicians, you've got infighting within the Republican Party, trying to figure out what to do next. Now, isn't that dumb? You know, these things remind me of action in third grade, okay, where the people involved, you know, are it's almost like a name calling kind of thing. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, just an ungodly amount of stupidity going on here. And I wish we could just simply solve it. I wish we could rebuild part of the system, because when I look at it, I go, really? This is what my kids and my grandchildren have looked forward to? This amount of stupidity? Now, we have raised a generation of morons, okay, because we are, you know, we don't have common sense. I mean, you know, again, you can start from the very top looking for common sense, and you won't find too much of it. And that is a bigger problem, okay? You know, when you focus and you look around, if you can't make a decision, now, it doesn't have to be the right decision all the time, but you have to have the ability to make that decision, okay, when you need to make it. You know, troubles and problems wait for nobody. So when you don't or aren't capable of making a decision that'll give you a longer term benefit, that would be a lack of common sense. We have the most illogical people in office that have absolutely no clue in what they're doing. And, you know, I continue to marvel at what's going on and what's happening with everything. And that is just outright silly. Okay. You know, you watch the different things that go on throughout the country, and you watch the different way that people react to them. And unbelievably or not, we sit here and continue to take it. And I find that even more amazing that as much as the middle class gets stepped on, we don't see a big step up. We don't see a big overtake where we want to go after it and fix it. And that, to me, becomes something even bigger. You know, we continue to see retail sales falling, manufacturing falling, everything that you would look in, and they continue to go away. And yet, here we sit. And it's like, thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Now, don't you think it's time that we see some sort of a change? Don't you think it's time we see a real economy run? I mean, we're in this so deep now. Isn't it time to see if this thing can stand up on its own 2 feet? You know, how much longer time are we going to see this artificial crap that doesn't work anyways? I don't get it. Okay. I mean, again, I just, you know, that's just me talking. Okay. But I just don't get it. But what I do get is that hedging, and why you should be hedged against your portfolio, and why you should protect your assets instead of letting somebody potentially take them away from you. And we can show you that. So all I got to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and check that out. And, you know, you miss an episode. You know, I don't like when you miss, but when you miss, go to libertytalk.fm and download it. You can get it every day. And I'm going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, on this Friday, NCAA March Madness. We'll be back after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I love Bill Whittle, and, you know, I love his group, Scott Ott and company. And if we haven't heard enough about the email stuff in Hillary Clinton, let's go listen to Mr. Bill Whittle and hear some more. Here's Bill Whittle on his program. Here we go.
Well, the looking glass world of the most surreal election cycle in living memory just gets curiouser and curiouser. The FBI and State Department, one pulling on a rope and the other pushing on it, have now revealed that something like 1,800 classified emails were discovered on Hillary Clinton's email server. I never tire of pointing out to people that the relevant federal statutes penalize any official documents not turned in regardless of their classification, and that a second felony applies to trying to conceal, damage, or erase, like with a cloth, said documents. But this investigation has taken a new and interesting turn, so let's bring in amateur sleuths Hercule Screen and Bulldog Ott, and we'll see if we can make sense out of what's happening behind the scenes here. Chaps, welcome. Now, the investigation that the FBI is conducting, as well as the independent investigation, is starting towards Hillary Clinton's aides. And it's not just the FBI. As I said, conservative stalwart Judicial Watch continues with their Freedom of Information Act requests following the lines of communication between Clinton, key aide Huma Abedin, and others. Steve, logic is a beautiful thing. And logic tells us, and I must confess with all modesty to being a logic grandmaster here, that either felony charges will be filed by the Justice Department against the former Secretary of State, or charges will not be filed by the Justice Department against the former Secretary of State. So if A, the Democratic field is utterly destroyed, if B, then the rule of law is utterly destroyed, can you give us your take on both scenarios?
Well, gosh. That's actually, you know, that's a complicated setup for a pretty simple thing. One means the end of the republic as we know it, and the other only means the end of the republic as we know it. And I'll leave it to our viewers to decide which is which. What I find interesting is this. You know, when Richard Nixon was facing impeachment over Watergate, as he rightfully should, when the evidence became so damning against Nixon, it was a fellow Republican. It was Barry Goldwater, who went to the White House at night and said, Nixon, I'm going to turn against you in the Senate if you don't resign. You need to resign your office for the good of the country, or I will help lead the charge in your impeachment. What a man of principles. What an amazing thing to do, coming from his own party. And a man who had lost the presidency spectacularly just 8 or 9 years before. Where is the Democrat of principle? Where were they a year ago when this thing first broke? Where were they last summer when it became obvious how bad it was? Where were they last fall? Where are they right now? They should have been coming out of the woodwork to take Hillary aside and said, listen, you have to own up to this for the good of your party and the good of your country so we can get somebody else in here. You've got to resign. You've got to let this thing go. You're going to ruin the country. As far as I know, not one Democrat has taken Hillary aside to say that. And if they have, she's too power mad to listen. There you have it.
It's like you said, it's a Democrats of principles. It's kind of an oxymoron there. Scott, you know, this situation is going to leave a giant sucking sound one way or another. So can you give us your take on either the Democratic disaster or the Republican catastrophe?
Well, I know it's tedious to suggest this, but let us just for a moment imagine that anyone in the Republican field had an active FBI investigation underway. One wonders, would that ever show up in the New York Times anywhere? Would it work its way onto the front page for, I don't know, a day or so? It would be above the fold, front page, every day, drip, 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 nonstop. And it is unbelievable, as you've pointed out previously, Bill, many times, that there is no free press anymore in this country. It is a party organ that is concealing and obfuscating on behalf of Mrs. Clinton. Not because they love her. They're just afraid they're going to lose the election if she doesn't get it. And so, you know, this, if that's what even our somebody watching this video who says, you know, I don't see eye to eye with this Green and Whittle and Ott characters on this show. However, I want you to just think for a moment. If it were Ted Cruz, if it were Marco Rubio, if it were John Kasich, who had an FBI probe underway with thousands of documents involved and with pretty explicit knowledge that, yes, indeed, there were top secret documents that were on a private server outside the security cordon of the federal government. Would that be an issue? Would that person be run out of the race? Would that person be, you know, awaiting trial? Absolutely. And I think that's the benchmark. That's the litmus test.
He'd be run out of the race by Republicans. I mean,
yes, absolutely.
He'd be run out of the race by Republicans. I had somebody question me on this once. I said, "Oh, so you're telling me if it was Ted Cruz that had these illegal emails, you would have a problem with that? If Ted Cruz had this 1,800 classified emails on a server in his bathroom, Ted Cruz needs to go to jail. How hard is this to understand?
That's right.
It's not a question of like this is my guy, so it's okay." Of course he needs to go to jail. What Nixon did compared to Hillary Clinton is just so microscopically trivial, but that doesn't matter. He still, as Steve said, deserved that impeachment because of lying to the American people in the cover-up. And this is the difference between a party that has morals and principles and one that's only principle is the accumulation of power. It's really just that simple. Yeah. As far as the two alternatives go, I mean, this, let me just say this about what Scott said about the media. The reason that Hillary Clinton took this enormous risk, and people are going to die, lots of people are going to die because of this lack of security on these emails. All of our human operatives around the world have been compromised. We don't know what's been compromised. So we have to assume everything's been compromised. So why did she do something this stupid? Well, she did it because she thought she could get away with putting all of her private emails away from Freedom of Information Act requests, which would be accessible if it was on the State Department server. The Clinton Foundation is so corrupt that she wanted those on things she could say, nope, nobody gets to see it. But what allowed her to make that kind of a decision? It was her understanding, her belief that the press was going to cover her, that this was never going to be looked into, that it was never going to be a story, that even if it became a story, it would be squashed as a non-event. She came out and lied to the American people, oh, I left my yoga stuff. And no. The point I'm trying to make here is it's not that Democrats are automatically more corrupt than Republicans, although certainly their lust for political power puts them more at risk, I would say. The fact of the matter is the corruption in the Democratic Party is a result of the fact that they have what I think Andrew Klavan called the ring of invisibility. They've got the ring. They're wearing a mask. Nobody behaves at Mardi Gras when you're wearing a mask. Nobody knows what's going on behind the mask. And this lack of press function is going to be the end of this republic. If Hillary Clinton is indicted for felony charges, the Democratic Party's entire primary system is in utter disarray. If she's not indicted, then If you have a D at the end of your name and you're a high-level politician, then you are aristocracy. You are above the law. You can break whatever laws you want with impunity. And if you think she's corrupt and arrogant before she gets into office, just wait and see what happens if she walks away from this one and becomes president of the United States of America. For PJTV, Steve.
And you can tell how much they do love our Hillary Clinton. You can just hear it in their voices. But actually, the truth is that, you know, I don't understand it myself. Actually, is how the hell is are they think it's just they're just above the law? They're above everything. It's really quite fascinating. Okay. But this is kind of what we talked about the other day, is look at what we have between both parties. Doesn't have to be one. We don't have to be, we don't have to be pick on one over the other. Okay. But certainly it's certainly a scary sight. I mean, she's a scary sight anyways, but it's a scary sight to think that, you know, that she could be the next president of the United States. Okay, not that she's a Democrat, not because I don't like her policies, but because she could be a convict. Of course, you know, if she got in, she could pardon herself, right? So, but you know, it's a scary world. Okay, when you see this, for basically, you the most powerful people in the world are the, believe it or not, the Fed, and then the president. Okay, but I mean, the most powerful job in the world is being up for somebody who has broken the law on more than one occasion. Okay, I mean, it's truly amazing when you think about it that you can break the law and still be the front runner to be the president of the United States of America. Pretty scary, pretty interesting when you think about it. But, you know, hey, that's what makes America. That's what the land of opportunity. And of course, opportunities that I offer you, though, are really terrific. And, you know, we've got three programs that we offer right now, which is the hedging, which to me is an automatic for everybody. If you've got a portfolio, you need to be hedged. Also, if the futures program, if you want to learn how to be a futures day trader part-time when you have time, that's a great program. And the third program, of course, is if you want to learn how to trade options, we've got a 5-week course on options that will help bring you up to speed and put you in the right position. They can all be found at BubbaTrading.com, or you can email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com anytime you want. Ever miss a show? You know where to go. LibertyTalk.fm. You can download it every day. And of course, tomorrow you can get the Sporting Edge. You can hear some recap of the NCAAs. But for now, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to stop out of here for a break as I give you guys a chance to get a cup of coffee, get ready to go. So let me step out here. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, today is cattle on feed day. And of course, all my farmers are scrambling and looking for ways out. But you know how much I have respect for all you guys and gals. And you know, there's no time like the present to get yourself set up and get that marketing plan and taken care of. I think you find yourself making a big mistake by not doing so. And, you know, again, we cannot predict exact markets. We can only put ourselves in a position to be set up properly. And that goes back to your marketing plan. I mean, you know, you guys are going to be busy. You know, it's, I mean, you're always busy, but now it's going to come into the real time and the real season. And, you know, this is the money season. You got to get it ready so that you can take the dough and make sure you can make some. And of course, being prepared to make money is just as important as making money, because you got to be protected and ready to go. So I always, you know, want to make sure that you get it and you understand it. And, you know, along with our hedging program that we offer, but again, it's all about you. But as you know, I do RFD TV, and here's a little clip that I did with Mark Oppolt the other day on RFD TV. So check it out, and here's what I got to say. Here we go.
Back to Market Day Report, Mark Oppolt, as we head to the top of the hour, and our thanks to AgriLiquid for being a great partner here. We already had a story from the Michigan FFA earlier this morning. Hope you were able to enjoy that. If you're traveling in Michigan, around Michigan State University, where they had their convention, not too far away is St. John's, Michigan, and that's where our friends at AgriLiquid are located. They'd love to have you come visit their headquarters and let them know that you watch RFD TV and tune in on Sirius XM. Channel 147. I know somebody who does. To Chicago we go. Good friend Todd Horwitz watching RFD TV and got that Sirius XM in his system and loves it, don't you, Todd?
It's the best ever. I watch it all the time and I listen to you all the time because I got to make sure I'm on top of my game when I come on.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here now. Well, we lost the March futures here, of course, off the board. May taking over. How much is that? March is a pretty big contract when you talk about corn, beans, and wheat. But now it's gone. What is that? How different, if anything, to the futures trade?
There's really no difference right now, Mark. Right now, we're just in a total funk overall, in overall interest, volume, and everything that's going on. Hmm. Again, unfortunately, I wrote yesterday that right now what we're really seeing is not only are the financial markets worried about what the Fed's going to do tomorrow, so are the grain markets. And it's becoming a much bigger problem for everybody because of the devaluation of the dollar. What they're trying to do here is creating a lot of tense moments for farmers, producers, and traders. And right now, the whole market system is like in a standstill, waiting to see what the most powerful woman is going to say tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's, again, that FOMC meeting. Those of you not familiar, Federal Reserve meeting today and tomorrow. And when they're all done, they'll put out their minutes. So I call them the minutes. I'm not sure what their proper title is. But nobody expecting it to say much different than a month ago, I wouldn't think.
You know, Mark, it's interesting because there shouldn't be anything different. Of course, they shouldn't have raised in December because they've never raised into a lowering market, in a falling market. So, but now she could do anything. You know, gold says one thing, the markets say another thing. So she's capable of doing anything from raising another quarter to taking it away. But the overall real problem is not only our Fed here with the Federal Open Market Committee, where they'll make their interest rate tomorrow, but then you've got the rest of the central banks around the world also fooling around in the system. This financial engineering is causing a lot more problems for everybody all the way around the world.
Yeah. And before we leave, looking at the grain trade, you mentioned kind of in a funk here right now, but you look at the numbers here, corn, beans, and wheat, up 8 out of the last 9 sessions here. So they're getting a little bit of a early spring bounce.
Yeah, I think that we had a nice bounce, but it really wasn't that good. And I think the key was Friday and Monday. Mm. When you looked at it, the bounce has really had no power. It's kind of dribbled up and gone up, but it didn't go up with any extra energy, which means that the shorts are still very comfortable holding those positions. I still believe, I'm bullish, but I still believe we're going to see contract lows in corn and beans before we see the rally that I'm looking for.
Very good. All right, Todd, I'm going to give the numbers. Those of you tuning in on the radio, I'll be back with you in about a minute, and we'll check the livestock trade. Thank you very much. Todd Horwitz live from Chicago. Let's get the numbers here on corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn futures, as you saw, near unchanged there. The May now in the lead at 368.5, near unchanged. Soybeans on the day, as Todd mentioned, Friday and Monday, but now we're back in the doldrums here waiting for FOMC and the Federal Reserve Board. May beans are down a penny.
And back in the doldrums is correct. And of course, you know, we've seen some action and a lot of false starts. But one of the things that you should learn and understand about markets, and I know you guys know about markets, but what you should really learn and understand is that at the end of the day, we've got to see a couple of things happen. And that is we need volume to help support any market. It doesn't matter what market you're in, but without volume, that automatically tells you that the market is a little bit weak, that the market is not in great shape as far as the direction. And that goes for either direction, up or down. When you have a lack of volume, you find out that there is more issues than not. And that is something that you have to focus on as you're trading and as you're building positions, is where is the volume? Where is the trade going to come from? And can it be sustained in the direction that it's moving in? And typically, lighter volume usually means that the market is that particular market is starting to peter out. So as I did start out the segment with, and I will remind you that, you know, you got to get all the little details. You know, I wrote an article the other day about, you know, all the things that need to be done. And again, because of the damage that's being done to the commodity space, it's even more important that you have a great deal of organization set up. And it doesn't, not something you have to do every day, but you set it up. You need to know your input costs. You need to know what you have to get before you take care of it, so you know how to protect what you need to get. It's a very important dynamic, and, you know, something that, you know, in the past was not that we didn't have to do that, but now it has to be done because now margins are much tighter. You know, as the ingredients, as the seed, as the fertilizers, everything gotten better and increased higher yields, which gives us money. We don't have to make as much, but also it increases the competition as well. And we have to make sure that we can get the most out of our farm in whatever we're doing. And that becomes the importance, is to understand where those costs are going from. Because, you know, we all have a tendency to sometimes let things slip by and not always take full benefit out of it. And that is really just giving money away. So what we need to do is make sure we can put everything together. We have to make sure we can handle it and make sure we know that we can make enough to make it worth our while. And that goes in, you know, that goes in any market, right? That's why, you know, we talk on the show so much about being protected and how to protect yourself, because at the end of the day, it always comes back down to, can you survive a disaster? Okay? Because there is always an impending disaster around the corner somewhere. Okay? Now, a disaster for you might not be the same disaster as somebody else, but there's always something around the corner. And the best way to combat that is to be prepared for that. Because if you're prepared, then there's never a disaster. Okay, so that is something that you have to put into your mind, is if I'm prepared for disaster, then I'm not going to have any disasters. And that is my lesson today as we get ready to go away for the weekend. We're not going away for the weekend. We're going to watch some basketball, but hopefully I'm going to watch a little baseball too, see my son pitch in Terre Haute, Indiana. But, you know, hey, everybody have a great weekend. You know, I know we're going to, you know, be ready to rock and roll, and a lot of things going on. So have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Make sure if you ever miss an episode, it's libertytalk.fm that will get you the mellow tones of Bubba whenever you want to listen to me. But more important than that, everybody have a great weekend. Have some fun. If you're a basketball fan, it couldn't be better. And if you're not, well, just have a good weekend and enjoy yourself. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.